From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Amon had one you responded to, the odds of Altuve hitting 25 and winning MVP.
I think it's 100% he wins the MVP.
And deservedly so.
Jose Altuve is never going to be a 50 home run a year guy. He's probably not going to usually be like a 120 RBI guy. What he is he's a guy whose his floor, it's still pretty good.
I'd love to see him get to 30-30. I don't think that's going to happen. He's hitting almost 350. I think he wins. Do y'all still consider the SEC the best conference? I don't think it is the best conference right now. I think Alabama may be the best team. Who's second best in that conference? Georgia, maybe?
Maybe Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, maybe?
You know, a lot of teams that we're used to being really good or just kind of right now.
Basing it on your top eight, who do you have as the best conference?
I probably have to say the ACC. I think you make a case for the Big Ten, too.
That's the other one I was going to mention. I don't think that's been the case. I know last year we tried to create that narrative and it wasn't really accurate, but I think it may be this year.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Our number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, all available at podcastarena.com. Go and check it out. And also, if you missed the NFL gambling show with myself and RJ Bell on SB Nation Radio last night, also available at podcastarena.com.
How was that?
Went great. It went great. Yeah.
Okay.
We had a few little glitches on the first one last week, but this one was much smoother and went very, very well. Very happy with it. We had some healthy disagreements. We got into a lot of good topics like we always do. And
no fisticuffs, though.
Well, it's kind of hard to get fisticuffs when he's in Vegas and I'm here.
That's.
But I probably would have punched him in the nose, though.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Blame you.
Yeah. Well, there's times when you probably need to, right?
Yeah.
All right. So we have a couple stories here to get to, but let's get to the one you were talking about.
It's hard to describe. I tweeted out the link of this. There's a guy on Twitter named @SassyGayRepub. Which you may have guessed, he's sassy, he's gay, and he's a Republican.
Okay.
And back in June, he tweeted, "As a young adult in perfect health, why should I be forced, capital forced, to pay for insurance I don't want and likely won't need?" That's the argument that I hear a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think there's a right answer on healthcare, from either side. I'm not crazy about what anybody's saying, but it is what it is.
It's one of those things that I don't know how we can't really fix. Like, we can't really go to single payer at this stage. I mean, there's too many reasons why you can't. And I mean, I don't have problems paying a little extra taxes if it helps somebody's health care. But I also realize that we can't go to that system. It works great in Canada. It doesn't work here.
Right.
So.
And then that was in June. Then in August, he tweeted, "Yo, Bernie, you're a self-proclaimed expert on health care. Tell me. How many are dying in these massive wait lists for, quote, free health care?" He says, "I know when Krispy Kreme gets free donuts, there's an hour-long wait, so I was wondering how many come and wait for free health care."
Can I interject something there?
Sure.
First off.
To me or sassy gay?
Both.
Okay.
First off, health care is not free in Canada. They pay taxes on it. It goes into a fund that pays for health care. And number two, depending on, I think I can say this with some level of knowledge because I have a lot of Canadian family members, and anybody that's had a serious illness has never had to wait. That's just silly. And they love their healthcare system, at least in Ontario and Saskatchewan. I can't speak for, because the provinces do it separately. It's like the equivalent of our state's rights.
Yeah.
So I can't speak for everybody, but they freaking love it. They've never had those issues. It's not free. It's basically you're paying. The money that's going to the insurance company here basically goes to the government, and they manage it. So just wanted to clarify that for you and for gay man there.
That was in August.
Okay.
That's sassy gay Republican.
Actually, more for sassy gay Republican than you, because you've heard me talk about this before.
Well, 6 days ago, sassy gay Republican showed a picture of his smashed up Toyota Corolla.
Whoops.
And says, "Just letting you guys know I'm in recovery. If you have the time, please read. If you can, please help out and share." What do you think it was?
A GoFundMe.
A GoFundMe, yeah. Of course it was. It's always funny. Everybody's so against handouts till they want them.
Yeah.
Guys, this is yesterday. Guys, please pray for me during this rough time. I really didn't plan on insurance bailing on me. I'll see what God wants me to do. Insurance, don't worry. We've got you covered. Me, files claim. Thank you. Insurance, LMAO, you're on your own, and we're raising your rates. What do you recommend I do from here on out? Talk to insurance, hire a lawyer, file for bankruptcy. My insurance doesn't want to cover collision.
I'll tell you what I
That's because you had liability only, and that's the way insurance works. That's but he's asking for a GoFundMe because he's got medical expenses now. Because he's a pizza delivery driver and does not have health care, believe it or not.
I would tell him to call Lawyer Dave.
Well, does Lawyer Dave practice? And I don't know where this guy's from.
Well, if he's around here, he should call Lawyer Dave.
All right.
But if he's not, I don't really like his chances. So.
I just always find those ironic things funny.
Yeah.
And like I said, I don't mean to be political because I don't fall on either side of that healthcare argument. I'm not crazy about what either side has to say. But
yeah, I honestly don't know what the answer is.
I don't either.
And I wish I did.
But what I do hate is people who bash on people for handouts.
Yeah.
And then are quick to throw a GoFundMe up when they need some help.
Yeah, I had a friend that I unfriended on Facebook for that very reason. It was always talking about welfare this and all this. Next thing I know, they're doing a GoFundMe for the same reason. And I'm kind of like, okay, now your tune changes.
Yeah.
Get the bleep out of here. Just be consistent. If you feel that way, fine. So he says he shouldn't have been tweeting and driving. That might have contributed to it. Well, maybe we should do our update on the twins here. So we have Beth coming up next segment.
You want to do that now?
Yeah, let's join just do twins. Let's do that now.
I'll talk to you about my girls, my special ladies. Abby and Brittany Hensel. When did we talk about them last, John? What was how many years ago?
I have
was
no
that?
Idea. It was in the other studio, so it's been a couple of years
at least.
We used to talk about them a lot. Like I was getting fresh updates pretty regularly. Whenever they were on the Oprah show is when they got famous, and then they had their own show, which was called Joined for Life, and then they did a show, a short series called Abby and Brittany.
So they were on the Oprah show in 2012, is that right?
Okay. And when did Abby and Brittany come on?
2014.
Okay, that's probably the last time we were talking about them, because I was watching that show. I was fascinated by them. I was curious how things worked sexually for them. And I was curious if you guys would be open to having a relationship with one of them and not the other. And if one of them was really bitchy, would you still want to have sex with her? Because, you know, you're really having sex with Abby, and Brittany's the one who's really bitchy. But do you just power through and pretend like they have separate bodies? Or
it's impossible.
And like, would they get mad if you looked over and made eye contact with the other sister during the sex? I don't know the answers to this. Maybe that's a good question for Beth.
Nah.
I don't know that Beth knows a lot about conjoined twin sex. She's shaking her head no. I think that's even out of her expertise range. But I do find it fascinating. I think there's a lot of questions that I'd love to have answered. I wish we could interview them, but who holds the phone? You know what I mean? That's who. It's a conundrum. We'd have to have them in studio. We'd have to get two separate mics, which is very difficult with this setup that we have in here. I don't think they care to come on our show, to be honest. So it's a long story. But there's an update that's come out about them, and I read this yesterday. It says, what do Abby and Brittany do today? Abby and Brittany studied education at Bethel University, who I think has beat Baylor in football this year. I'm not sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
John, can you check that? I think Bethel.
Checking now.
Okay, I think they beat Baylor at some point this year at football. They share a fifth grade classroom in a public school district just an hour from their hometown. Despite the attention they got when they were younger, the ladies live extremely low profile lives today. Can you imagine you're a fifth grader and you walk into class and your teacher has two heads? I mean, that would be so awesome. I can't even imagine. That's And how did they decide? Like, what if one of them wanted to be a teacher and the other one was like, no, I want to work, I want to be a prison guard?
So, I have a question.
Interesting question.
Yeah, if they end up like
two heads
teaching middle school and they accidentally, you know, they get into this whole teacher-student relations thing, do they both go to jail?
I don't know. Which one gets in trouble?
Yeah, exactly.
I would guess Abby would get in. Abby's clearly the one with looser morals. So I would guess if Abby slept with a student, they could put her in jail for some time. But Brittany would also have to go to jail for a little while because she would have known about it unless she was asleep. And then I don't know.
What do you do?
They both
have to go to jail. There's no way around it.
But then when you let Brittany out of jail, Brittany shouldn't serve as much time as Abby because Brittany may have been saying no, stop the whole time. This is a bad idea, Abby. And Abby's like, no, just don't tell on me. And then Brittany tells, should she go to jail? I don't know.
How do you keep one head out of jail and one in jail?
That's where the problem lies, Jong. That's where the problem lies. I think in this one, a jury would find Brittany guilty, or Abby guilty, but Brittany not guilty, and they'd be forced to let them walk.
It's kind of like having a split decision in a title fight.
It's very similar.
It's like if Cerberus, one of the heads bites somebody, but the other two don't. Do you put the dog down?
I don't know.
409 says if they flip the coin, do they always call heads?
No. Two out of three times they're right.
Yeah.
The second update says, what makes Abby and Brittany unique? Is that a real question? They have two heads. I mean, it's incredible. Conjoined twins are extremely rare, occurring just once in every 189,000 births. But Abby and Brittany are dicephalic parapagus twins, which means they have two heads but one torso. That makes up only 11% of all conjoined twins.
Wow.
They have double the organs for the top half of the body, which means
two breasts.
I don't know about that. They've got two hearts, four lungs, two stomachs.
So four breasts.
Yes.
Oh, now I'm interested.
Could be. But they share many of their bottom half, including the set of reproductive organs. So one vagina.
Okay.
Each twin can control her side of their shared body. So they can fight, technically. Like, they could throw punches at each other. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure if they feel each other's pain, how it works. My guess is no, because they've got their own nervous system.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that, they could knock the crap out of each other, probably.
So if Abby puts her hand on a hot stove, does Brittany feel it? No, right?
No, I don't think so.
Man. That's crazy. You may be wondering, how are they able to perform everyday tasks that require both sides of their body? And I don't know how many boobs they have. They don't show any pictures where they show off boob.
Yeah, I'd like four. That'd be kind of cool.
I swear to God, like every famous person, like flash in the pan famous person, there's always an offer for them to do porno for like $1 million. This is what I want to see. Like, I want to. Where's Vivid with the offer on these girls?
I'd pay for this. I would.
Everyone would.
Yeah.
Not because they're hot or anything, but because there's an innate curiosity that we've got to figure out what's going on there. As children, they had to learn to coordinate their actions that required both sides of their body, such as clapping, walking, and swimming. Walking. Can you imagine how tough that is?
Ooh.
Like if Abby and Brittany get in a fight, Abby just dead legs, and Brittany's like, boom, we've got to go. And Abby's like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to class today. I'm just going to lay here. And then you see Brittany hopping through the hallway. Very difficult. Today, they function so in sync with one another that doing these activities as a team comes naturally. As far as like driving, riding, everything is just very natural for them. Like, that's the other thing. Which hand does the writing? And like, if they sign for a car note, you know, I don't know.
Well, somebody asked what happens if one dies. Does the other one carry around a dead head?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. These are the questions I need to know the answers to.
Here is what I've been asking for years.
Okay.
What's the deal with their sex life? It says it's a question that everyone wants the answer to, but no one wants to ask. That's because they've never been on my show. That's the first thing I would ask. I don't care about anything but that.
Right.
The answer, in short, is that we don't know a lot about their sex lives. It says in 2012, conjoined twin expert Alice Dregar broke it down for The Atlantic, but basically came to the conclusion that we don't know that much about the intimate lives of conjoined twins. And one's view on the topic depends on that person's view of sex in general. She explains, based on what we know about the significant variability of one conjoined twin to feel a body part that punitively belongs to the other twin, it's hard to guess how any conjoinment will turn out in practice. Nerves, muscles, hormones, and psychology all probably factor into who feels what. Whether or not both are having sex with the third person in the equation depends on how you think about having sex. From my studies, I would postulate, there's your word, postulate.
Ah, see, I didn't make that up.
I think they're talking about postulating all over.
Stop.
I would postulate that conjoined twins probably end up having less sex than average people. I think that's probably safe to say. And that is not only because sex partners are harder to find when you're conjoined. Conjoined twins simply may not need sex romance partners as much as the rest of us do. Throughout time and space, they have described their condition as something like being attached to a soulmate. They may just not desperately need a third, just as most of us with a second to whom we are very attached don't need a third, even when the sex gets old.
Mm.
So there you go. That's the latest on Abby and Brittany.
Hmm.
No nudes.
Yeah.
No sex life update, really. Well, I mean, at least it's something.
Yeah.
I guess that
does. So she's speculating that they're not interested in sex.
She's speculating that they might not be as interested as your average Joe.
So basically they're wives.
Sort of.
Yeah. Okay.
If Abby and Brittany get tired of teaching, they could always get into the computer business. Maybe their principal's a real jerk. Maybe they're just not making that much money enough. They've got two mouths to feed, by the way, and they probably only get one salary, would be my guess, which doesn't seem right, but that's another thing to think about. Do they get two salaries for doing one job? I don't know. Guys, they could see if an IT career is right for them at My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career is where you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. Attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Consuming, confusing. This lack of self-control I fear is never ending. Controlling, I can't seem to find myself again. My walls are closing in.
Not a sense of confidence.
From Dave Tepper, Carl Dukes, Julie Takahashi, Jerome Solomon, and Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and John Granato, we celebrate 10 years of sports on FM. Thank you, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
These guys are the best at it.
Hey, guys, got to tell you about Harry's Razors. I wonder which one of the conjoined twins does the actual shaving. Well, they should probably do it with Harry's. And they could save an extra $100. They're school teachers. They don't make that much, right? So if you switch to Harry's, even infrequent shavers can save about $50 a year. $100, there's all kinds of cool stuff you could do. You could gamble more. You could buy 40 cups of coffee. You can take a round-trip flight somewhere. I know what I'd do with it. I'd put it in my account and bet football all weekend. But the great thing about Harry's, besides saving the money, is you get them delivered right there to your mailbox. You never have to go to the store again to buy razors. You never have to get a knife to open the damn plastic to get your razor out. Over 3 million guys have made the switch, including me. They're so confident you're going to love their blades, they're going to give you their set for free. You just cover shipping. Free trial set includes an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. Partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/blitz to get it now. Get started with your Harry's free trial offer today. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/blitz. That's harrys.com/blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we're back. And guess who's here?
Hello, hello.
Beth is here.
Yay. My favorite place with my favorite people. It's a happy day.
I think your favorite people. I think that's a lie.
Yeah.
Okay, you're some of my favorite people.
That's fair. That's at least believable. I don't even know how likable we are, really. But
I know, but I like you. And I don't say things that aren't believable. I mean, I don't say things that aren't true. You know that already.
You would never tell a lie, huh?
Not never, but I really don't.
Okay.
You know me well enough. Things blurt out. I don't hold back.
You said that you were very interested in our last segment's conversation.
I was really interested. Yeah, and the conjoined twins.
Did you think about it from a sexual standpoint and a pleasure standpoint, how they would
handle
that?
I did, but and I think that it's probably a bigger deal to us because as a singleton, we're used to basically a privacy when it comes to all of our functions, even going to the bathroom and stuff. But if you actually think about these girls have grown up since the only thing they've known is sharing that body part. So they've shared their vagina. They literally go to the bathroom together. They wipe. They figure these things out. I think that the step from that sort of intimacy with your sibling to then actually having penetration or some sort of sexual pleasure probably is not as big of a deal for them as it is to us because we're just so used to it being an individual thing.
You called us singletons? Is that what you called us?
We're a singleton. Yeah, we're single. Yes. Single body and a single, not a simpleton, a singleton.
No, I get that, but okay. I just prefer the term normal person.
Well, no, but I don't mean
everyone's
to upset
normal,
them.
Everyone's normal,
right.
Fred. They're normal. They just have two heads and four lungs and four boobs.
No, they only have two. They basically have one body. Right. They share one body. But I think
How do you know?
Well, because I've just looked at the pictures. And I've always loved watching these things. They're
you don't
all
know
these
what they
people.
Look like topless.
No, that's absolutely
true. They have two hearts and four lungs. Why wouldn't they have four breasts?
Okay. I don't know, but I don't think so. But perhaps. But I'd love to find out. I'm totally
I would
you.
Too. I'm interested.
I am. But there's all sorts of, anyway, there's all sorts of stuff that's so interesting about this gender and everything. But I would think that it depends on where those nerves are going, right? So because I doubt that the vagina sets off in and then goes to both brains. So my guess is maybe one of them gets the sensation and one of them doesn't. But I thought that the quote that you read from that expert on conjoined twins about them having somebody with them all the time was probably pretty good, but I read some more stuff about them, and I know that they actually would like to get married and have kids, so it'll be interesting. Oh, and you asked about what happens if one dies, right?
Right.
So I read in the 1840s or something, there was a set of conjoined twins like Chang and Ang, something.
Were they Asian?
Yes, exactly.
No, just checking.
They were Hispanic.
They actually married women, and they spent 1 week. They had two bodies, but they were conjoined in the middle. So I think they had two penises, I believe. So they each had a wife, and they spent 1 week with one wife and 1 week with the other wife.
Do you think there was jealousy?
Yeah, I'm sure there was.
I bet you there was some cross-banging there.
They fathered some children and everything. But when one of them died, had a stroke and everything and died, the other one said, that's it, I'm done. And apparently he had such pain that 2.5 hours later he was dead too.
He killed himself or he just...
No, he just died. And I'm sure that somehow, right, some part, but he gave up and said, that's it, I'm going. And he told his son. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
No, so, amazing is the word I would use.
Well, I wouldn't want to walk around with my dead brother attached to
me. Yeah.
Right. No, it's just horribly sad and stuff. And but it's really interesting. But they lived a long life. But again, they didn't share as many organs and stuff. So... It's really definitely interesting. So, but okay, can I go on to something? Because this is like heavy and stuff. I'd love to have these twins on my show and talk to them all about everything.
Your show?
But yeah,
I've been working this for a long time. Don't come in here and try to steal my get at the last minute.
Okay.
Damn pirate.
We could do together, but okay. We could tell them we're not conjoined, but still, you know, you've shared my radio career with me. Does that count? But can I tell you some good news? Because I'm really, really very happy today. So,
okay.
You know that I love to be a matchmaker, right? You want
yes.
I want everybody to be in love and happy. So guess what? I've got my first couple getting married. Yay!
That you set up?
That I set up. I introduced them at, I'm a member at the Heights Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
And we were at an event and I kind of, you know, I talk and whatever. And I kind of, and basically I knew his story. I asked her, I was like, oh. In front of him, you're single, right? Okay. And then as they say, I said, you're single. And then I walked away and I left them. And now, months later, they're engaged. And guess what? I'm so excited. I might get to officiate.
What?
Yes, I might get to do the wedding too, and I'd be so excited.
Yeah, do you even know how to do that?
Oh, of course I know how to do anything. I can talk in front of anybody. But I do. I've got ordained as a rabbi online. Oh. Yeah.
Well, okay.
So you're an online rabbi.
An online rabbi. That's pretty much
yes,
says it.
They can call me Rabbi Beth. So I just want to give a shout out to John and Amy because they just literally made my day. I am so excited. I think it's awesome. They're totally in love. They're like goofy gaga at each other. And that's happens when you go to Heights Chamber of Commerce events, too,
will
right?
You,
really, that's pretty cool.
If they ever get divorced, will you feel horrible about it?
Will you feel I will feel bad, but so this is what I already told him. I already told him that I saw both of them. I was like, you need prenups. I believe absolutely in prenups because I say if you can't talk about money before you get married, you won't be able to talk about it later. And it's not even just in case of divorce, but it's in case if they're kids or whatever and somebody dies, you want things to be straight. So I think that's important. And they shouldn't start planning the wedding until after they've worked out the prenup, because that way there's no pressure. And then I told them that if they give up on this feeling and stuff, that I would try and kick their ass that they needed to come into me, because when it's good like this, it shouldn't be wasted. But it's not. That doesn't mean it's always going to be good. It means it's going to be hard, and then somebody needs to help you and support
marriage
you. And that's
is hard.
Marriage is hard. Commitment is hard. And this is why, I don't remember if I said, but one of my clients told me that her grandmother told her that you don't look for someone you want to take a ride with, because that's too easy. You look for someone you're willing to take the fall with. And I think that that's pretty damn brilliant. So that's it. And then everybody around you needs to like help and basically make sure that each person is taking responsibility for their own problems, not just foisting it on the other person and calling you on it, and helping you find ways of getting through and supporting. So this is, you know, this is my mission. This is what we do at Darling Way. And it's just, anyway, you know me, I'm so sappy, and it makes me happy. Other people in love make me happy. It fuels me.
I don't like it. It grosses me out.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Unless I'm watching porn.
They're never in love.
And
in
then
the
you
porn,
never
no.
see porn. I mean, you don't see love in porn, actually.
No.
And who cares? Who cares about love? But I have an idea, though.
Yeah.
Since you're an ordained rabbi, you should start your own synagogue.
Yeah.
And you know how you have like Beth Israel? It could be the Beth Liebling.
Beth Darling.
Yeah. Either way, you don't even have to change your name.
That's right.
It's perfect.
That's absolutely right. Because do you know what Beth means in Hebrew? And happy New Year to everybody.
I have no idea.
Okay.
And
so Beth is
I'm
the house
sure
of
I've been
God.
Told this. Okay.
That's why there are so many synagogues with House of God. So my first name is House of God, and my last name is Liebling, which is Darling. So I'm a House of God Darling.
So there you go, Beth. That's your new synagogue.
That's it.
I'll not be there, but.
Oh, but we'll have good food and a lot of fun and a lot of love. So and music, and you can sing.
Wine.
Yeah.
If you have wine.
Yeah, I'll have wine for you. Absolutely.
Not Manischewitz. So.
No. Oh, gosh, no. No, no, that's terrible.
I have a question from a listener who sent me an email and wants to know if you get turned on watching the film Sex Lives of the Potato Men. He's been waiting 3 weeks to ask you that.
I don't know, but I would. I didn't know there was such a show, but you can bet I would love to see it.
I have never seen it myself, so there you go. I asked
the
question.
I don't know. Shoot me an email. Send it to me at info@darlingway.com, and I definitely will look it up because I love watching about sex lives of almost anybody, animals, anything.
So. And the Potato Men, apparently.
Yeah, that's cool.
Potato Men.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't like Potato Men.
I had another listener who actually, I've had two, and we haven't had time to cover, but one of them wants to talk about how depression can impact romantic life and sex life and stuff. So I don't know if that's something y'all have ever dealt with, but it's a tough issue. And I think, especially with Harvey, I think people are really feeling still depressed. I think the whole city kind of has a pall over it. And I appreciate it. So at some point, I'd like to do a segment on a show on Love and Laughter with Beth. On the whole topic, but I would just tell everybody out there that I think it's pretty natural right now for everybody to be kind of walking around a little bit shell-shocked, a little bit depressed, and that definitely takes a toll on people's libido. It makes it harder for us to pull people closer. We tend to withdraw. I think that you need to be really affectionate with one another. I think you need to be open and honest about it. And I think partners with depressed if your partner is depressed, I think that you need to find ways to make sure they know that you love them and you want them, and yet that you still are looking for that physical intimacy that sex can provide and stuff. And so that it doesn't just get shuffled away as unimportant, because it really is important. And then there are all sorts of ways, and I'd be happy to come in sometime and talk, because there are different ways that you can connect with people, even if you're not actually having sex, and maybe help lift that depression a little bit, because when we feel loved and we're connected with people, depression is alleviated a little bit.
So am I supposed to be depressed right now?
Well, I don't know. It just seems like there's just still so many people.
Does that make me a bad person that I'm not depressed?
No, but no.
I mean,
no,
I feel bad for people, and we're out, you know, we're doing what we can to help, but
right.
Yeah, I also kind of
I'm
not going to let stuff hang all over me, you know?
Right. And that's good. It's healthier and stuff. But I just think there's this general, we're just all afraid to have too much fun and stuff when there are so many people that are really struggling and everything. We don't want to be too happy or look like it's not something big, because it is something big. And so it's just a very strange course of affairs. So I don't want you to feel bad. I know you care a lot about the people around you and stuff, and I don't want people to feel bad if they actually are still kind of carrying a little bit of this. And I really do want them. I'm telling you, divorce rates spike after natural disasters, and it's horrible. So I think it's really important that everybody grab their partner, snuggle up, hug a lot, kiss a lot, talk a lot, write yourselves, you know, write lovely notes and emails and stuff, even if it's not so much about sex right now. Make it about the love and romance and affection and commitment, and then hopefully then the sex part sort of comes back. So that's kind of my thought.
Well, now I'm depressed, so
okay, sorry.
Thank you.
So remember, I played matchmaker and I get to officiate at a wedding, right? That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
I think that will be great.
What's on your episode today, this week?
So this week on Love and Laughter with Beth, I had a male sexual submissive on. And he's so interesting.
That's
guy,
like Jong.
Yeah.
That is like Jong. He's very submissive.
Really? Has Jong told you this?
No, I just know. I can tell by talking to the guy.
I don't think
he's the aggressor?
I don't know. You can't tell. But the guy that I talked to, he's so handsome. I forgot how old. He's 70 years old, I think. He was on Phil Donahue, right? And Montel Williams. So back in the 90s and stuff, talking about this. And he started this group called Club Femme that 25 years later is still going strong. And they just celebrated their 25th anniversary. And stuff. And so you would not know he was in the Navy for 20 something years. He was a firefighter, a NASA engineer, super smart. You would have no idea that this guy was a sexual submissive. And he is. And it's so awesome. He's really smart and fun. And boy, it was really interesting talking to him about everything and all of his, how he got girls in high school and stuff. I mean, he was doing stuff in the 50s that I didn't think anybody was really doing except the wild out there and stuff. So. He looked like such a good boy, and then he was having all this fun because girls apparently knew, hey, go to him because he's going to pleasure you like nobody else.
As long as you tell him to.
Yeah, as long as you tell him to.
A little bit.
You just have to ask him, exactly. Yeah. He didn't have to ask women out. He just kind of sat back and waited for them to come to him. Yeah.
All right, tell the people about
pretty
your
amazing.
Shop.
So, Darling Way at 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights. And we're having this weekend, we've got Intro to Kinky Fun for Nice People on Friday evening. That's going to be a lot of fun, and talk about how to play at the edge of your version of sexy and romance at 7 o'clock. So it's an hour. It's going to be free for all. It'll be a great time. Next week, we've got Own Your Sexy Power on October 3rd. That's October 3rd. It's a couple of weeks away. That's also free from 6:30 to 8:30. And we've got a Shibari, Ancient Japanese Rope Bondage Workshop on September 29th that I think we might still have one or two spots available for, but otherwise it's sold out. So that'll be fun. And we're giving away, I think, the last of the underwear and stuff tomorrow. We've given away hundreds of pairs of underwear. My friend and designer, Tia Lynn, from Tia Lynn Lingerie, sent us a box of just, oh my God, I can't even tell you how many pairs of underwear she sent and stuff. So at least there are people in Houston that are walking around with feeling pretty and feeling good for a little bit, even as they're dealing with other stuff. So, yeah. Oh, and Halloween. Are we going to do something fun here for Halloween?
We're going to do a show.
Yeah.
Do y'all dress up for Halloween?
No, it's during football season. We're actually here working, doing business on Halloween.
Oh.
It's not a playtime.
Oh, right? Yeah, shame
this
on me.
Is serious business around
yes.
here.
Okay, we could get you football jerseys or something. I don't know.
You
could. God. All right. Well, we're getting ready for Halloween, so we've got costumes and corsets getting ready. So, I love Halloween. Y'all need to dress up. Can I dress up?
Sure.
Yeah, you can dress up.
Oh, cool.
But you won't be in here on Halloween. You'll be in here on November the 1st.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You'll be one day late.
Too bad.
Oh. I think maybe we'll have to switch.
You can wear bra and panties and some sort of cat or animal ears. That's all. That's
That would be so yucky, and I would walk in.
That's what every girl wears on Halloween.
I know, but you would totally, you would laugh at me and go, oh my God, cover up. They would be so mean to me. I would not want to do that.
To your face.
To my face. You probably would, actually.
You'd be looking at me, God, I wish you would cover that up.
I know. I mean, no, it would be terrible.
Sexy blue alien. That's what you should wear. But
just blue body paint?
I have blue latex paint.
Just wear that?
Oh, well, yeah. No, we could paint that.
There's got to be alien aspects to it, though. It's like you've got to have, you know, something like horns or...
A tail?
I'm going to be Abby and Brittany for Halloween.
No, that's mean. Don't be mean to them. They don't deserve that. No, that's mean.
What? But could I be Batman?
Yeah, Batman isn't real.
Could I be Donald Trump?
Okay, yeah, you can be mean to him.
Well, I can't see it's
because,
not fair.
No, he put himself out there. These girls have done
nothing. They did a TV show.
Yeah.
They're doing a TV. They're trying to make, but they haven't chosen. They're doing it because otherwise everybody stares at them anyway. They have to deal with it, but they're not mean. They don't look for
it. I'm not going to do it as being mean. I'm going to do it in tribute because I'm fascinated by them.
No, I think that would be hurtful. I would be hurt.
They're never going to see it.
If those were your kids, would you want people dressing? I think you'd be hurt if those were your boys.
If my kids did a television show and made themselves stars?
No, they're not making them stars. If they had a total deformity, let's just call it. They have this thing that we consider as really, I say freak of nature, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, but it's just completely unusual. If your boys were born with something like that, and so they just went on TV because they can't hide it. They can't pretend it's not there. They might as well try and at least share, but they try to share in a respectful manner. They're not trying to be like the Kardashians.
On Halloween.
No, you're not.
I'm going to be the elephant man.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Okay, at least he's dead.
Oh, so does it offend you that he's dead?
Yeah, so you could be the Chang if you want, you know, and stuff. But no, really, I want to be nice.
He'd have to get an extra penis if you were those guys. You can't do that. That's impossible.
Well, you guys could be bound together.
No, that's under no circumstances.
I'm just going to have a fake head put next to my head.
Can't you imagine if they went home and, like, AJ had to spend a week tied to Fred and in his bed and
that's
vice versa?
Cut off our microphone. Get out of here, freak. You're out of here.
This segment's over. You've ruined everything.
Yep. Get out of here.
Bye, guys. It's been fun.
All right.
Thanks, everybody. See you at Darling Way.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Carbach Brewing. We love having Carbach on the show. Unfortunately, Eric couldn't come in this week. We had to make a makeup date with him because I was looking forward to drinking some beer today. But it is what it is. We'll make it up. And we're going to have some beer dinners out there with Eric. It's going to be an awesome time. If you haven't made it to the restaurant, I really recommend it. Their food is out of this world. And all the food there pairs really well with the beer there. So it's a good thing. Also, it's Carbachtoberfest at Carbach. September 15th to October 7th. The celebration features performances by Bun B, the Bright Light Social Hour, the Tauntauns, Flow Tribe, and more. Admission to the shows, absolutely free, which means you got more money to spend on beer. It's Carbachtoberfest at Carbach Brewing Company. More info and the full lineup at CarbachBrewing.com. And don't forget to pick up your favorite mainstay or seasonal next time you're out. It's Carbach Brewing. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears, yeah. Reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty, and you're up in the better day, better day, better day. Loving and falling on, it's a paradise, and it's a war zone. It's a paradise. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. Guys, coming up on Saturday, September 23rd from 2 to 5 p.m., the Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries invite you to spend the day sampling over 72 of the best craft beers. Breweries like Austin East Siders, Back Pew, Brooklyn, Deep Ellum, Galveston Island, Carbach, Lion & Kugel, Odell, Oscar Blues, so many more, St. Arnold. They're all over this, and they are all going to be bringing their wares to the Kima Craft Beer Fest. You can buy advance tickets now for $44.95 a person, only $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. It's $49.95 the day of the event, so it pays to get in early. Get those tickets now. Admission includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, and food samples. And there will be live music all day. The Spasmatics will be there from 2 to 6. Midnight Release will be there from 6 to 10. Purchase tickets online at KimaBeerFest.com. or on-site at multiple ticket booths at the Kima Boardwalk. For real craft beer enthusiasts, at 1 p.m. you can take a craft beer fest cruise on a yacht. The special guest host, St. Arnold Brewery, they're going to have some special tappings out there. Go to KimaBeerFest.com for all the details. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase, and of course you must be 21 years of age to enter. That's this Saturday, September 23rd, the Kima Craft Beer Fest. KimaBeerFest.com for tickets and details.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. All right, let's wrap it up the way we do every Wednesday. And what are the odds? What are the odds we have deaths? Percent 1,000. Did you have the Raging Bull on here?
No, I didn't.
He's dead at 95, just so you know. You had Bobby the Brain Heenan on here, though. Organ failure due to complications from throat cancer.
Oh, hard times. Bobby the Brain was the manager of Andre the Giant, the greatest wrestler who's ever lived.
And the greatest drinker who's ever
lived. Yes, both. And probably the greatest coxman who ever lived.
Probably so. Just guessing. Also,
can I say that, John?
Yeah. Because that's a rowing term.
Okay.
Not the greatest actor ever, though.
Why are you hating?
I'm just saying his English skills were not that great in The Princess Bride.
It's not his first language. He's from France.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Oh, you are a hater.
Well, Sergio Dipp's first language is in English, and you made fun of him.
Yeah. Deal with
Andre the Giant didn't do sideline reporting at an NFL game on Monday Night Football.
No, but he did a major role in a movie. Shame yourself. All right, let's see what we got here. The Big Boss Man, also a professional wrestler, dead in 2004. Spiro Agnew died in 1996.
That's a made-up name.
77.
Made-up name.
I just remember there used to be Spiro Agnew jokes, and I didn't know why. It's a little before my time. James Garfield, 20th U.S. president, dead of a gunshot wound at the age of 49.
Also played Spider-Man.
Also, they made a movie about his cat.
Yeah.
That was 1881 that he died. Animals?
That's actually... What's the guy who played Spider-Man? What's his name?
Which one?
Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew. That's James Garfield's son.
Okay. Because he's James A. Garfield, so
James
I'm sure...
James Andrew.
That's right. I'm sure he's named after his middle name.
Yep.
That's a fact. You can look that up on Wikipedia. All right.
I'm doing that now.
2010. Teresa Lewis... American murderer killed her husband and stepson.
I don't like that.
She sought to profit from a $250,000 life insurance policy her stepson had taken out as a U.S. Army reservist in anticipation of his deployment to Iraq.
She's bitchy.
That's just
her.
Not cool.
What'd she die from?
Doesn't say.
Lethal injection.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, good. They caught her.
Good, they fried her ass.
James Abram Garfield.
That's close enough. Abram, Andrew, same damn thing.
But I'm pretty sure that's still his dad.
Well... This guy died in 1881, so...
Yeah.
So you're saying that Andrew Garfield is a vampire?
You don't know. Illuminati, Fred.
Illuminati don't live forever. Vampires
I don't know
forever.
That. I don't know.
But I want to be a vampire.
He might be a Scientologist.
I want to live forever. I want to be a vampire. Okay. Here's your best one.
I've been watching that Leah Remini Scientology thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so fascinating to me.
Yeah.
I watched 4 episodes last night. 4 episodes in one sitting, and I was like, I had to go to bed. Otherwise, I would have just kept watching. I love it.
Interesting. 2015, Yogi Berra.
Oh, okay. I miss Yogi Berra.
Not Yogi Bear.
That's
Yogi
what I thought Berra. You were going. I was like, that's a cartoon, Fred.
Way to go, boo boo boy.
But yes, Yogi Berra was a great man. I enjoyed him. He made me laugh.
2012, Steve Sable, American filmmaker, dead at 69. Didn't his kid die too? Didn't both of them wind up dying?
I don't know. Who was Steve Sable?
He was a guy that did NFL films.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 1970, Jimi Hendrix.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's one of the better deaths that we'll have here. And 1939, Sigmund Freud, dead at the age of 83.
You usually have a corny joke here, no?
Mm.
I was waiting.
I was trying to put something together.
Every philosopher, I feel like you always have like a core.
See, I don't consider him a philosopher. I consider him a psychologist.
But he's had philosophies on life. I don't know.
He was the one who talked about penis envy. So I guess being dead, he probably envies that he no longer has a penis.
It's true.
So.
I wonder if he knew anything about Abby and Britney.
Well, he probably knew about porn stars.
Oh, yes.
So here we go. We have a four-bagger for you here.
What?
Yeah. Not a four-breaster like the conjoined twins are not.
I've done some research. Two breasts.
Ah.
I don't get it. It's fast. Like,
of course, I just kind of would
lungs,
like,
two breasts?
I'd like a third breast like the chick in Total Recall. In the original Total Recall, not that horrible remake that they did.
Also, think about this for a second. Two stomachs, one exit hole.
Ooh,
that's overworked.
Yeah, that pretty much tells you no way.
Oh, yeah.
No way, because that...
And, like, when your stomach gets full and you've got to poop, do you have to be the one to wipe? Is your sister going to wipe for you? I mean, there's questions.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions.
I could do literally a long-form interview with those two girls. It would be the whole show. It would just be me asking questions about their lives.
And me cringing the whole time.
Yes.
All right, here's your porn stars. 2006, Kitty Fox died from...
What year was that?
Well, now, wait a minute. It says Kitty Fox died in September of 2004, but next to it says 2006.
Oh, sorry. I must have... Because I usually go back and bold them, and I must have deleted it and then wrote the wrong
thing. So what year?
2004.
2004. Kitty Fox died from...
Kitty Fox. Sounds like a gunshot wound.
Complications from a stroke.
Damn it. Okay, that's not even
that's
half
a
credit.
That's a very rare thing for a porn
star.
Yeah,
that's a tough one.
So yeah, you would have gotten 100 points if you'd gotten that
one.
Yeah. 2005, Eva Lux.
That's a drug overdose.
Heroin overdose. Ding, 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 ding. 25
Boom.
Points. 1994, Moana Pazzi dies of?
Ooh, 94.
Yeah.
That's complications from AIDS, I think.
No, that's cancer, but she may have faked her death.
And then later died of complications from AIDS.
Probably
that's
so.
What it says, right? All right,
1990, Arcadia Lake died of?
That's a drug overdose or murder by pimp?
Go with drug overdose. You're fine.
Okay.
Not
drug
bad.
Overdose.
50 points.
Okay.
And those are your deaths. All right.
Murder by pimp, I always feel bad.
Murder by pimp happens, or asphyxiation, as we like to call it. That's one of those things. All right. Well, fun show today. We will do it again tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. But right now, I'm going to tell you about Draft, the newest, coolest app for fantasy football, weekly fantasy football, but not like everybody else. On Draft, you play real-life snake drafts with other people, just like you do in a season-long league. And it's a draft that lasts 1 week. There's no management. You just set it and forget it. And once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. They even take care of the last-minute injuries for you. So basically, just set that lineup and go. This draft start every couple of minutes. You can join one right now. I'm going to jump in on one tonight. And the best part, you get to play for cold, hard cash. Draft started just $1. So there's a draft for everybody. Here's what I like. No salary caps, no player duplication either. You get those real-life snake drafts. Come and join me on Draft today. Download the app at any time. Just search Draft in your app store. Join a game in minutes. Or play right from your computer on playdraft.com, whatever you want. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code ESPN975. No period in there. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code ESPN975 on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com and come play free with promo code ESPN975.